Hey Philly, how you doing? You guys getting blessed? I just want to say that my baby's real cute, isn't she? I'm allowed to say that, right? She's so cute. You guys know that Pastor Sam was originally supposed to be the one that was speaking at this retreat, and he blew out his Achilles heel. Achilles heel? Is that how you say that? Okay. But you guys know what happened. And so I got, you know, chosen to preach. And as soon as it happened, I just knew that God wanted to release something very specific through me. And I think one of the reasons why he has me standing up here today is because I am the physical manifestation that God answers prayers. That when his word goes out, it does not return void or empty, but it's fruitful. You guys saw earlier that My daughter got her baby dedication. And you saw the video that played right before. The last time that I was on this stage, I was getting ordained and I was getting my husband's hands over my womb, prophesying that we would be with child. Isn't that crazy? That's just crazy. God is so good. And I believe that that is supposed to be a sign for what God wants to release to you guys tonight. There are some things that have been held up, some promises, some desires, some longings, things that you guys have been desperately waiting for, and it's been held up in the spirit. But I feel like tonight there's going to be a release. There's going to be a release. There's going to be a fulfillment. There's going to be a pregnancy, a birthing of God's promise in this place. Amen? So I want us to open up our Bibles to the passage that this retreat is themed after. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to read from verses 14 to, let's go to 19. And I want you guys to read it together. I want you to read it out loud, hopefully with your Bibles. If you guys have a phone, that's all good. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. You guys ready? All right, let's do this. One, two, three. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 16 says that you would be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. That you would be strengthened with what? Power. Through what? His Spirit in your inner being. You know, when Christian and I were first started dating, many of you guys know this story, some of you may not. My parents weren't really excited about our relationship. And there was a point where we started talking about marriage and, you know, let's talk about, they just were not happy at the thought of me getting married. Number one, he was a missionary at the time, raising support. But really, the deep issue was number two, I was 23 years old. Fresh out of college. The last time they saw me, I was a little college student. I don't know if they knew what I was involved in, but I was in all sorts of rebellion, doing all sorts of stupid things. That's the last time they saw me. I go to Korea, have some crazy revival. All of a sudden, their 23-year-old daughter is calling them saying, I want to get married. Can you imagine what was going on through their mind? What? So they're like, listen, okay, that's nice. Why don't you guys date for like 3 years? We're like, no, we want to get married now. There was no waiting, and you know, obviously they weren't really excited about that. But there was a lot of opposition that Christian and I faced in that time, and we hit it was really difficult for me, especially where I was in my faith. I was really struggling to make sense and to understand what God was trying to do at that time. And I remember in one of the moments when we were at the apex of just the opposition, God gave me a dream. And in this dream, I was following a good friend of mine. We were just journeying on. And I knew in my dream there was a mission. I knew that there was a destiny. I knew that there was a place that we had to go to. Like, we weren't just leisurely walking around. Like, there was a mission in my heart. And so we're walking in this dream. And all of a sudden, as we're walking, we see this huge pit. And it was like the moment I stepped over and I looked down, it was one of those endless pits. Like, if you just dropped a coin, you wouldn't hear the sound of the coin hitting ground. Just an endless pit. And I'm looking down and I'm looking at her because she's right next to me. And I look straight and I see this iron swing contraption. And what it was it was these iron handlebars and then this like swing, but it was made out of iron. And I looked at my friend and I saw her climb in the swing, sit down, grab the handlebars and just start swinging. So I look at her, I'm like, all right, that's what I need to do. So I sit in the swing, I grab the handlebars, and I literally just start swinging. If you guys, I'm trying to do it, but it's just not working. That's kind of, New Philly Dance Team, you guys should learn from this move right here. Y'all going to see that next retreat. But I started swinging, and in the middle, I got to towards the middle of where the endless pit was, where above. Remember, I have nothing else except the swing that's holding me. And all of a sudden, the swing portion, the seat portion falls out. And all I have is the handlebars. And it literally was like, poof. And all I could feel in that moment was intense fear. I was overwhelmed with fear because I could think, if I let go, which I probably will, I'm going to go down this pit, this endless pit. That's just what I was thinking. And so I was trying to grab on for dear life, but I could literally feel my fingers starting to slip down, and I could feel the weight of my body just pulling me towards this endless pit. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just start speaking in tongues in my dream. So I'm like, no, for real. And as I start speaking in tongues, I just felt this power enter in my body and strength literally flow from right here all the way to my fingertips. And I started grabbing that handlebar and I just knew I had the strength to make it all the way there. So all I had was a handlebar and I just started swinging. I was like, yeah, I was going and swinging just with the handlebar. I'm like, I got this. And I knew that I needed to get to the other side of the pit. And I knew I had the faith that I was going to make it. I was going to get there. And right before I step over to the other side, the seat part of the iron swing comes back. And I sit down and I make it. I know you guys are so impressed, but do you know what it means? I didn't. I was like, this is an epic dream, but what the heck does this mean? I do not understand. I just knew that God was trying to speak to me. So I took the dream and I just started praying about it. God, what are you trying to say? I feel like it's significant, you know. I was praying in tongues, so it must be, you know, something was going on there. And all of a sudden, slowly but surely, God began to reveal to me what he was sharing in that moment. And he began to tell me that that other side, that mission that I was on, was what I believed to be me and Christian getting married. I just knew, even though I was 23 and I was young and I was immature and I was all these things, there was an assurance that I had that I was called to marry my husband. Now, I don't want to over-spiritualize it because I know that, you know, we chose each other, yada, 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 but I knew that there was an assurance that I was making the right decision. And I knew that the end of that pit was us getting married. And here I am in this iron swing, and I felt like God was saying, the seat portion represents your support, those who support you. And in that season was my family. And the handlebar represented the promises of God. And so in the beginning, I have the seat portion, but all of a sudden it slips away. And it was just showing the image of the opposition that I was facing. And all I had in that moment was the promises of God to hold on to. I didn't have the support of the seat, but I just had the promises of God. And I felt like God was saying the pit represented despair. Despair. If I was going to fall, if I was going to let go of the promises of God, I was going to end in despair. And the strength in my arms represented my faith. And here I am trying to hold on to the promises of God with all that I have. And I just feel my body, my flesh, my worries, my fears, my concerns, my natural, everything inside of me that's like, I don't see it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think this is going to work out, weighing me down and causing my faith to slip slowly but surely away. And the promises of God were getting harder and harder to hold on to. But what happened? The Spirit of God came upon me. And when I started speaking in tongues, all of a sudden, there was a power that got released and I was strengthened. I was encouraged and I was strengthened. And soon I had the faith. I'm talking about like the assurance that this was going to happen. And so I moved forward. But the special part of this dream was that right before I got to the other side, the seat came back. And this dream played out exactly as it was. I felt like God was saying, the support of your family is going to return. The support of your family is going to return. And it did. My parents love Christian and they love what's going on in New Philly. My dad watches all of, especially when I preach, you know, the YouTube videos. And he's always like, yeah, you know, I think you got the most views. And like 90% of it is probably me. Because literally every day he's just like, click, 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 you know, hi, Appa. And I mean, he just loves. They're so celebrating us. And so if I look at that situation for a while, I thought, okay, God was trying. He saved me. He saved me from the pits of despair. He saved me from the pits of despair. But you know what? Now that I look at it, I don't think that's what happened. It wasn't that God saved me from the pits of despair. God wanted to reveal to me the strength in my arms. He removed the seat, not just because that's what happened and he saved me from that situation. He needed to show me and reveal to me the power that I have by his Spirit. That situation wasn't the work of the enemy or whatever. I believe that it was a God-ordained moment of struggle because God wanted to release a fresh revelation of power. And I just feel like God is approaching you tonight because some of you have been struggling. You're struggling. You say, why am I struggling with this? I'm struggling with that. I'm struggling with this. And oh, woe is me. I'm so weak. Why am I still dealing with these issues? And I feel like God is saying, I'm trying to reveal to you my power. That very place that you are struggling, God's going to give the revelation of his Spirit and his power. That place where you're depressed, God wants to give a revelation of the joy of the Lord. That place where you're struggling with addiction, God wants to give the revelation of freedom in the Lord. So you guys are just looking at struggle in the wrong way, just like Pastor Sonny was preaching. We're using that in the wrong way. See, we think struggle is an indication of our identity of weakness. When in reality, struggle is an opportunity for God's grace to come in and reveal the identity of our power, how powerful we are. Tonight, he just wants to show you how powerful you are. You are powerful. You are powerful, and it's not because you're rich, but out of his glorious riches, you and I have endless grace and endless strength and endless peace and endless joy. So that place where you've been struggling, I'm telling you tonight, there's going to come a revelation of the truth. Why am I struggling? Because God wants to reveal his power in you. He wants to strengthen you with power by his Spirit in your inner being. He wants to strengthen you with power. What happened? By his Spirit. In your inner being. I just went blank for a second. God wants to reframe what struggling is. He wants to change our attitudes of how we see that. God wants to get you excited because he wants to reveal the power you have because of his glorious riches. His glorious riches. You know, Shiloh, she's a little cutie patootie, but when she was born, she had absolutely no neck strength. And so, you know, literally, she was like this. And so if you didn't hold her neck properly, you know, she'd just be all like... And so one of the things that as a parent you're supposed to do to like help your baby develop neck strength is called tummy time. And basically you just lay your baby on her belly, okay? And she's supposed to, you know, keep her head up. In reality, what happens is you put your baby on her belly and it's like, boom. Right? In the beginning, she's like, boom. And she just starts going, and I'm just staring at her. I'm like, I know you hate this. And I know you're miserable, but I gotta do this. I got to do this because you got to develop that neck. I'm sorry. That neck muscle. I'm sorry. And soon, you know, she started getting a little bit stronger. And then she was able to lift her head and look me straight in the eyes. And it'll be like, boom. And she would look at me and all I could see was the, why are you doing this to me? I could feel that, like, what in the, why are you doing this to me? Pick me up. Pick me up. I want to be in your arms. Pick me up. And boom. You know, like, eventually it always ended in like a face, you know, plant situation. And as much as I knew she hated it, and you know what? I hated doing it too because, you know, your baby's just crying. I knew I had to do it because she needed to know that her neck muscles, that she had strength. I needed her to know that she was strong enough to lift up her head on her own. I needed her to get a revelation of her strength. So even though she was struggling in that moment, it was a progressive struggle. It was a struggle that was going towards something. It was a struggle that was leading towards a revelation of strength. And some of you guys are going through that struggle and you're looking at God, why? And God is saying, I'm making you stronger. I'm giving you the revelation of the strength that you have by my spirit. And you're begging him to pick you up. You're begging him to save you out of that situation and he won't do it. And it's not because he's forsaken you. It's not because he has forgotten about you or doesn't love you. It's because he wants you to understand how powerful you actually are. See, for a baby, she doesn't get it. Why? But if you talk to someone that works out physically, they understand that the struggle and the pain is a good thing. And when they hit the weights, they know that all that, everything inside of them is saying, don't do it. Don't do another one. It's killing you. It's hurting you. But they know, no, this is progressive. I'm going to hit it again because if I do this, my muscles are getting stronger. They knew that there was a purpose and they knew that there was a reason why they had to push themselves and feel the pain that they did because it was taking them somewhere. See, we're all in the process of being made perfected like Christ. We're in the process of that. And that is why it feels like in our Christian lives, we're constantly going from struggle to struggle to struggle. But in reality, it's not back and forth. It's a progressive thing. See, you struggle and you get the revelation of God in this area. And you move forward and you get a revelation. And you struggle and you get a revelation of God in that area. You move forward, you struggle because you get a revelation of God in that area. And continue on and on and on and on. God wants to reveal his perfect strength in us. The reason why this is so important is because only then we can celebrate our weakness. And I'm not saying, oh, we're weak, or identify weakness. But when we feel weak, we can say, ah, God, it's because you want to reveal your strength. Man, I feel like I'm at the end of myself. Oh, God, this is why I'm here, because you want to reveal your power. Sometimes God puts a situation that it becomes impossible because that's where he wants to show his glory. See, when we think we can do it, we're still not there yet. But when we come to the revelation, God, there's no way I can handle this situation. That's when we invite the Spirit of God to come with power to strengthen us. God wants to strengthen you tonight. Amen. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, God wants to strengthen you tonight. This is why it says in James chapter 1, verses 2-4, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. There is purpose to the struggle. There is purpose to the struggle. And it's not so you can remain in the struggle. It's so that you get the revelation of God's power to take you out of the struggle. There's purpose in this. And it's not, again, not according to our strength. It's not about our resources. Scripture says, I hope that he grants you out of his glorious riches that revelation, that strength with power through his spirit Where in your inner being? See, we have access to so much. We have access to so much, but we need to understand that. See, when you know that you're feeling, when you're struggling, when you feel weak, when you feel closed in, when you feel oppressed, when you know that you have access to freedom and breakthrough and joy and peace, that's not an issue. You can just turn to the revelation and the truth of God, and God will set you free. But we got to know who we are in order to access that. See, earlier this week, I lost my wallet. And, you know, normally I'm pretty careful, I think, with my wallet. But becoming a mom, listen, you just like, there's a million things going on in your brain. And I was walking towards, I think I was going to the bakery at Paris Baguette. And I was coming out, heading home. And I think I tossed my wallet like on the stroller at some point. I'm pretty sure I threw it on my baby's lap, you know, you're like, hey. And then I was just going to stroll. But I don't know exactly what happened. All I know is later on in that night, I realized that my wallet was missing. And I walked the path and try to find my wallet. But the most frustrating thing about losing my wallet was the fact that I had all this money in my accounts, but I couldn't access it. It was all there, but I couldn't access it because I didn't have my IDs. I didn't have my IDs, and I just knew, you know, I wanted to get this and I wanted to buy this. And I knew I had it. It's mine. It has my name on it. No one else can touch it. But I couldn't access it because I didn't have my ID. And I feel like God was saying, you need to know your identity in order to access the glorious riches. And some of us hear about the glorious riches. You know that there's glorious riches with your name on it, but you're not accessing it because you don't know that you're a son of God. You don't know that you're a beloved son. Look what Ephesians 3 says. It says to be strengthened with power by his spirit in your inner being. What is this leading to? So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to what? Why do we be strengthened? Why do we need the strength? What is the strength for? It says in scripture right here, to have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. You know what's in your account? You know what has your name on it through the blood of Jesus Christ? The fullness of God is in your account. The fullness of God is in your account, but you need to know, you need to have the strength to know the love of Christ. That's the one thing that the enemy is going to constantly attack you in, is the goodness of God. Does he really love you? If God loves you, then why is this happening? If God loves you, then why is that happening? If God loves you, then what you prayed and fasted for, how come it didn't happen the way that you wanted to? Is his goodness really true? What does scripture say? We got to be rooted and grounded in what? In love. In Christ's love. It has to be so deeply embedded and deep in our heart that no matter what comes our way, no matter what struggle comes about, we're not moved or shaken from the revelation that we are loved sons of God. When we stand in that truth, all of a sudden we have access to the fullness of God. The fullness of God, that's in your account. That's in your account. I had my IDs for a long time. It's not like I just got it. But even as believers, even though we've been believers for a long time, there are moments where we forget who we are. And we're so consumed with our struggle or our weakness or our lack, what we think is lack, we begin to assume that identity. I am weak. I am this addiction. I am this struggle. And God is saying, no, no, you have access to the power of God through his spirit. I just feel like God wants to pour out his spirit tonight. That's what I was asking. God, what do you want to do tonight? And all I could hear in my spirit was, I want to pour out my spirit on my people. I want to pour out my spirit so that they get the power to be strengthened. Why? To be strengthened for what? To know the height, the depth, the breadth of his love. I don't know if you guys are, where you guys are at right now and what struggle you have, but you need to understand that that struggle is an invitation. It's an invitation to see God's glory in that very area. It's not a place where you should feel ashamed or to go away or to walk out or feel disqualified. It's an invitation to see a revelation of God's power in that area. Think about it. See, I got saved when I was in sixth grade, but I lived a rebellious life afterwards. It wasn't when I was comfortable and when I thought it had it all that I returned back to God. I was struggling. I was at my wit's end. I was at the bottom of the lowest of the lows. That's where I was. I was struggling so hard with my life. I was distant from God. I was addicted to drugs. I was living a promiscuous life. And in that moment, I thought, man, I have nothing else. And I remembered God. And it was in that moment, I knew he was reaching out to me. I knew he was reaching out. He was allowing me to get to that place where I was desperate for him because he wanted so badly to reveal his presence to me. For some of you guys that are not even believers yet, there's been some struggles in your life. And instead of saying, man, these struggles are proof that God doesn't care for me, I want to ask you to change that mindset and realize that some of the things that you've been facing is actually an invitation. It's a drawing in. God is actually drawing you into his presence so that you would know his comfort, his joy, his peace, his love that is unending and unconditional. He's drawing you in. It's an invitation. So for those of you that have been struggling in whatever way, struggling to get to the next level, or struggling with certain sins, or struggling to have faith in this or that, I'm telling you tonight, don't let that be your baggage, but let that be the open door to see God's power at work inside of you. God wants to move, and he wants to set you free. He wants to set you free and make you come alive in him. My testimony didn't end from freedom. I got freedom. I got H&D. It was awesome. It was hard to do it in the beginning. New recruits, you feel me? I remember I had to fill out the questionnaire. I filled out the questionnaire. Okay? That same questionnaire you guys filled, I filled that out too. It was hard in the beginning. But man, let me tell you, there's nothing more sweeter. I remember the first prayer I prayed after I got set free, I never experienced the glory of God in that way. It was powerful. It was powerful. But that was the beginning of the story. And from then on, God brought me to the place where I'm here, leading a church with my husband, preaching this message to you. And guess what? There are still struggles in my life. I didn't just make it. Oh, I'm a pastor now, so I have no struggles whatsoever. I'm in the cloud of God's glory at all times. You know, me and my husband, all we do is pray in the spirit when we see each other and get heavenly visitations. You know, we had a couple of people in the church that lived with us, and I think they were sorely disappointed in what they saw, that we weren't in the glory 100% of the time, that we were a married couple that fought sometimes, that we were a couple that I was a person that was still dealing with certain insecurities. There were still struggles and are still struggles that I face today. But those struggles do not define who I am. Those struggles are a place where I know God is still perfecting me and giving me the revelation of his power in my inner being. In my inner being. You are powerful. You are powerful. I want you guys to just take a moment and close your eyes. Because this struggling thing has really gotten some of you guys discouraged. And you see it as an obstacle and not an invitation. And you feel like you have to deal with it in order to get it out of the way so that God can touch you. But you know what kind of God we serve? We serve a God who makes rivers in the desert. We serve a God that makes ways in the wilderness. We don't need to come fixing our desert and making it filled with trees of life and present it towards God. No, God is saying, give me your desert and I will give you rivers. Give me your wilderness and I will make a way. There is an invitation to see just how powerful you are through His glorious riches. I want to take a moment. I just want you guys to just begin to pray. And I'm not speaking to just those that are fairly new to our church. Active leaders, I'm speaking to you. Core leaders, apostolic leaders, I don't care what rank you have in this house. I know that you are still in the progress of being made perfected by God. And there are struggles that you're dealing with, no matter where you are. And God is saying, give that struggle to me, because I want to release a revelation to you of my power, of my strength.